Hey listeners, Jennifer here. Do you ever feel disconnected or even lonely as a business owner? I believe a huge part of being really successful in business is making powerful connections. And because I am so passionate about community and connections, I have created a place for you to connect, network with other like-minded entrepreneurs, and even get feedback from a certified coach, that would be me, on your business. Every week, I host a one-hour coffee chat so that you have a consistent and free space to be in community with others who are on a similar journey. I would love to invite you to be a part of this community. Even if your afternoon beverage of choice is not coffee, I welcome you to join us. Go to the link in the show notes to join. I can't wait to meet you.
Imagine having a guide to walk with you through the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. Someone who has been where you are and knows the psychology and the magic of business done with ease and joy. Welcome to the Clarity to Cash podcast, the place for you to get crystal clear in your business and life so you can feel confident about getting to that next level of cash and impact. I am your host, Jennifer Jacobson, former therapist and certified life coach for female entrepreneurs. My mission is to get you the clarity you need to create the life and business you desire. Every week, I will be your guide to more clarity, confidence, and cash in your business. Get ready to feel the power of clarity to cash.
Hello, my friends. I am doing a solo episode today. I felt like I should jump in here with a solo episode. It's been a while, and I'll be quite honest with you. I did not feel like recording a podcast at all today. I'm having one of those low energy, low motivation days. And I could have chosen to just skip it. I really could. I could skip a week. I don't even think anyone would notice that much if I skipped a week, but I really wanted to give you guys something this week that I feel is really important for us to know in our business. And what that is that investing in your business is super important. I know that's hard to hear because if you're struggling to get clients and make money in your business, the last thing that you want to do is to spend money, right? You don't want to spend money on your business when you're not making the money that you want. But here's the thing. This thinking is so backwards. If you think to yourself, I will invest in a business coach or a business therapist or a mindset coach once I make more money in my business, that's not how it works. You have to invest first. You have to invest in your business, in your mindset first, and then the money will come. I know this is hard to hear. I know it's confusing. I know it doesn't seem to make sense, but it really does. We can't wait for our circumstances to change before we change our thoughts and our feelings. We have to change our thoughts and our feelings first, and then our results will change because circumstances are as they are. That's why I didn't feel like recording today, because life is frankly lifing. It's just doing what it does. Life is overwhelming and frustrating at times, but it's all how we see it. It's all what we do with that situation, right? The circumstances that we're presented with in our life, we have to take action on them. And the only way to do that is to change our thoughts, which then lead to new feelings and new actions, which lead to new results. So here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that you need to hire me. I don't think that would be the right way to handle things. And I certainly don't ever want anyone to hire me unless they really want to hire me. If they truly feel like hiring me is the next step, the next right step in their business, then I want that for them. I don't want anyone hiring me unless they really, you know, believe that I can help them. And the truth is that I can help many, many coaches and service providers because I have been where they have been and I'm still there. Even on days like today, I still do the work. I still show up in my business. And I'm not saying don't ever take a day off, but definitely push yourself out of your comfort zone. That is the one thing I have always done from the beginning. I've always gotten out of my comfort zone and done the uncomfortable things for the greater mission of my business. And my mission, if you don't know, is to really help coaches be successful. Because if this world is brimming with successful coaches, it's going to be a better world. It really is. And so I want to help women especially overcome the mindset blocks that are in their way. And the truth is that if you're waiting to make more money before you hire that coach, if you're waiting to have the time or for it to be the perfect time or whatever it is you're waiting for, I want you to ask yourself, what is going to be different if you keep waiting, right? Why are you waiting? Why not invest in your business today so that you can start making forward movement? Because the truth is, if you've been stuck or plateaued in your business, whatever you've been doing is not working. So doing more of the same is not going to work. That's already not been working. So let's try something new. Let's try investing in yourself before you feel totally comfortable with it. Try investing in yourself now, before it's the perfect time, before you feel comfortable with that amount of money, because you making that investment in yourself and in your business is going to push you out of that comfort zone. And wonderful, great, fantastic things happen outside of our comfort zone. So I just want you to remember this, if nothing else from today, when we plan backwards, right? When we plan to wait for something to change, it's never going to work. We have to make the change. We have to do something different. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking that created those problems. And I believe so, so strongly that coaching is the way to make changes in our lives and in our business. And I don't necessarily need you to hire me. I really think that, you know, hiring a coach is really the way to up-level your business. It's really the way to up-level your mindset and feel differently every day, even on these crappy days like today, where I don't really want to be doing a podcast recording, but I know that some of you might need to hear this. And I know that some of you might really benefit from hearing this. And it might be the thing that you need to hear to make that next move, to make that next investment in your business. And when you do that, and when you make that investment of time and money, that's when you're going to see the changes truly happening. And again, it's so important to do it before you're ready. Do it now, because that is what it's going to take. I'm telling you, I've done this time and time again. I've been where you are, and I'm still where you are on many, many days. And so I want you to step into your future self and ask yourself, what would my future self, my highest version of me, what would my fully booked future self, if I were fully booked with clients, what would I do right now in my business? Would I wait to make more money before I hired the coach, or would I do it now? I mean, obviously, if you're fully booked, you probably got a little bit more money, but I'm telling you, like getting that, making that stretch is going to not just stretch your checkbook, it's going to stretch you. It's going to stretch you to show up as a different version of you. And so I want you to try to make decisions from that version of you and don't wait until, because you could be waiting forever, right? Tomorrow doesn't always come. And, you know, we often say, I'm going to do that thing tomorrow, or I'm going to do that thing when this circumstance is different. But the only way to change the situations in your life is by changing the way that you perceive them and the way that you think about them. So if your situation is you're not, you know, having the success that you want, then I challenge you to stretch. I challenge you to invest in your business in a different way than you ever have before. And I challenge you to think about how can you really show up in a different way. And if that's hiring a coach, hiring, you know, a mindset coach or a business coach or a therapist, whatever it is, I want you to think about what would your future self decide to do in that moment, because it really is all up to you. No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save your business. You are the person who has to decide. So think about what it is that you want to decide to do today, and how can you get a little bit out of that comfort zone? Anyway, I hope this was helpful. I pushed myself. I got out of my comfort zone. So how can you do the same today? I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Clarity to Cash podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please write a 5-star review and share with your biz besties. If you want to learn more, come visit me at jenniferjacobsonlifecoaching.com. That's Jacobson with a K. Talk to you next week.